mostly sunny afternoon Friday. Once again, there's a chance of that overnight patch of fog that might be dense. 50s. Friday afternoon goes to a high of lower 70s. Chance of showers coming in Friday night and Saturday with a cool front coming down. Highs of lower 70s. Cooler with clearing Saturday night, drops to the 50s. A cooler Sunday, some clouds come back, late day scattered showers, the highs in the 60s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO.
A single car accident victim can require as many as 100 pints of blood. That's why the American Red Cross needs you to donate blood today. Make an appointment or find the nearest blood drive by visiting www.redcross.org. The American Red Cross needs you to donate blood today. Make an appointment or find the nearest blood drive by visiting www.redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS.
Welcome to William Wallace for America. It's your time to speak out about the things that make America the greatest country on earth, and also find things in our country that we can unite on. William welcomes your positive solutions and questions by calling 504-556-9696. And now your host, William Wallace.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to another great afternoon with me, William Wallace. William Wallace for America is my show. Today I'm broadcasting live from WGSO 990 AM Studios in New Orleans, Louisiana. You can catch my podcast show, part of my show, where I take some of these shows and podcast them, but I also record other shows, and it's also can be found at William Wallace, W-A-L-L-I-S, for America. You can catch it on iTunes, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, all those podcast players. Just look it up and subscribe to my channel if you would please. Download some episodes. I appreciate that. You can catch me at William Wallace for America on Facebook. But and speaking of the internet, I know I'm taking a little stretch here. I encourage you to go and visit our new website, WGSO.com, for this station where I'm broadcasting today. And if you go down there, you can see a brand new picture I did of myself with my Jeep on the river. I think you'll like it. Take a look at it and give me your opinion. But today I'm talking about the First Amendment. I got a lot I'm adding up, so I want you to hang on for the ride. We're going to bounce around a little bit and talk about some things that I've been taking some notes on, because so much in the last few weeks and so much in the last few years, you know, evolves around who has the right to say what. Do they right say the right thing? How's it interpreted? And I know when I post things on a regular basis, I'll get my Republican friends that say, "Oh, that's anti-Trump, that's anti-Republican," and I'll get my friends that are Democrats, you know, "So that sounds just crazy," or "That's not." I get both sides. Or so my Democrat friends will say, "When you posted that, you're really pro-Trump or you're really pro-Republican." And like I said, Republican friends will say that I'm not being very Republican or pro-Trump. So it's all a matter of interpretation sometimes. And we're going to hit on that a few times throughout this show about your First Amendment rights being open up to interpretation. So is it when your First Amendment rights are misinterpreted, is that a violation of your rights? I know, I'm throwing it out there. I truly don't mean that and don't think that, but because I'm opening up some conversation here and I want people to think, I want to just give you some things to ponder on. So there's a meme going around that shows, two people talking, and the meme says, "Imagine the phone company canceling your service because they don't like what you said to your friends." That's what Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube are doing today. Well, when I tell you this, my Republican friends are gonna say, "Well, you see, you're not being very Republican." And my Democrat, when I say this, that, but imagine them canceling their service. That's different. You see, the phone company, when they can't, they're charging you for their service. And when they charge you, you're free to say what you want to say, basically. And your conversations are from one person to another person and not broadcasting it like you would on Facebook or Twitter. So it is different. So for my friends who posted, you know, this, that the, you know, that's like the phone company, isn't it troubling the phone company? You know, what if they took away, you know, canceled you like Facebook or Twitter? Well, it's different. It's extremely different because, again, you're paying the service and it's a one-on-one conversation with a phone company, but Facebook, Twitter, they're private companies. And yes, a lot of my friends are now saying, well, they're, you know, they're taking away our freedom of speech because they, you know, because Twitter and Facebook are shutting us down and Parler's being shut down. Look, while I certainly understand the sentiment, you don't want your freedom of speech taken away, they are indeed private companies, and the government secures our freedom of speech in the Constitution, but look, these internet companies can certainly not like what you're saying because it's a private platform that you're not paying for. That's a slippery slope. I get it in some ways because, again, my Republican friends are going to say, well, you see, you're not supporting the First Amendment, right? Those companies should allow us to say what we're going to say. Well, technically, they don't have to because they're private companies. However, this is some of the things I would like my friends to ponder on. Where does it stop? So I'd like to point out that while these companies, Twitter, Facebook, can say they are censoring you, because people want to say it's censoring you, if that's the word they want to use. Where I have a problem with is that knowing that many of these companies are collaborating with, we'll say, for lack of a better lack of the word I'd like to use, they're collaborating with Democrat politicians because they're silencing the opposition. They're silencing some of these politicians that they're that Twitter and Facebook are collaborating with, Democrat politicians, that is, they're silencing the opposition to those people. And, of course, that's Republicans and conservatives. That's the slippery slope that I have a problem with. I get it now. This is part of history. You know, companies donate to campaigns and politicians all the time. And so it's been happening. I get that, but this is a little bit more different. I understand that people donate to politicians or their campaigns, companies do, which is why I've always said, you know, hey, you know, we should put on all, you know, make the politicians all wear patches on their suits, you know, on who their donors are. So that way, you know, when you see them on the floor, you know, and they're advocating for, say, a green energy program, you know, they might have their patch for whatever green energy company that donated to their campaign. It's a stretch. It's just food for thought. It's not like I really truly mean it, but it is funny to think about when you talk about that. But I understand that companies donate to elected officials, and thereby they get to have some say. They get a little stroke. They get maybe have some things come their way, some policies made that benefit them. Got it. However, this directly affects our constitutional rights. So when a company like Twitter, Facebook, private companies that can ban who they want, they can limit what they don't want said. I understand it. It's their term of agreement. But again, I've had some friends say, it's not in their term of agreement. This is just a random thing. However you want to interpret it, I understand. But the slippery slope here that can be, no doubt, debated is when those companies are censoring their opposition. There is proof, and no, not proof from somebody who's in the basement of their mother making stuff up and putting out articles that are not accurate. You can go on Facebook and you can go on Twitter and you can go on different sites and you can see hateful speech from, or that can be interpreted as hateful speech by Democrats who are saying, who are invoking violence, or who have said things that are hateful. And they're still up there. So, and that's something that, again, I don't need research. You can go online and catch it. There's links to it. You can Google it. You can catch it on YouTube, and you can see that some of these people are still up there saying some of the things they're saying. And that's the problem that I have when it's obvious that who they're silencing. They're silencing one side. So it's not just that they're silencing everybody that hate hateful speech. They're pretty much silencing mostly people that have conservative speech or say something about the election. Now, granted, they're doing it in a way where they, you know, of course, there's the meme that says they're taking everything down. That's a stop the steal. Well, that's mostly Republicans. That is the slippery slope that I would like for us to try to find a way to avoid without asking government for rules and regulations, because that's what we absolutely don't want. So this is kind of what I'm going to get to during this show, is talk about the importance of having our First Amendment right that is done in a way that, I'll say it this way. A friend of mine said, some people shouldn't have their First Amendment right because they're invoking violence, or they're spreading hate, or maybe they're promoting violence, and they're doing it in a way that they're, you know, that's not beneficial to other people. Or better yet, the comment was made that they're just not educated. They don't know what they're talking about. They're buying into these conspiracy theories, and they're promoting these conspiracy theories because they're not very educated. Well, it's on us to not only allow everybody to speak, it's up to us to find out the ones that we can communicate with and correct them when they're wrong, so we can improve not only our platform and help find ways to find solutions. You knew I'd sneak that in at some point, but also find ways to throw some water on the fire, if you will. More of this after the break here at WGSO 990 AM with me, William Wallace for America. She's wanting me less and I'm wanting her more. The bitter taste is gone, so. A very smart financial person once said there are five G's you need in life, and that's God, gold, guns, grub, and ground. And there is a place in Slidell that has gold and guns, and that's Golden Gun Traders at 1428 Gauze Boulevard in Slidell. And they buy, sell, trade, and transfer. So if you want to buy, have a need to sell, or just need some help doing a transfer, they can help you. Call them at 985-326-GOLD.
Clean? You get professional clean when you get Classic Cleaners. And back to school means back to clean for school uniforms. Grab them out of the closet and what's that? They don't fit like they did back in May and June. Hey, kids grow and sometimes faster than you can keep up. So call 887-9958 and get another year out of last year's uniforms. Classic Cleaners can hem shirts, alter skirts, and let the hems down on pants. And remember, at Classic Cleaners, you'll enjoy free pickup and delivery, so you don't have to
take it in, pick it up.
Classic Cleaners will pick up your dirty clothes and deliver your laundered shirts and beautifully dry clean clothing back to you at no additional charge. Classic Cleaners offers convenient monthly billing, perfect for your on-the-go lifestyle. Right now is the perfect time to be thinking back to school, so don't
take it in, pick it up.
Call the Classic Cleaners near you, 887-9958. For back to school, get clean with Classic Cleaners, 887-9958.
If you want your website to come up in the top of the search engines, there is one place here in New Orleans, and that's Rhino Web Studios. And it stands for Right Here in New Orleans. Brett Thomas is the owner, and he will have your back. Rhino does websites, SEO, and social media. For one of the most respected web designers right here in New Orleans, you need to see Rhino Web Studios at rhinopm.com or call him at 504-875-5036.
All right, so I'm back here with William Wallace for America on WGSO 990 AM. So one of the things I brought up before the break, and I'm going to get back on topic here in a second, was, you know, that should we make our elected officials wear patches for who donates their campaigns so we basically know when they make a decision how who affected or affected their decision. But in reverse, another infringement of the First Amendment right, how about when somebody works, they get fired from their job because of something they said in their private life or when they're on private time? Is that fair to them, or is that a violation of their First Amendment rights? Kind of like people think that when Facebook or Twitter takes you off of their platform because you said something they didn't like. So there's all these slippery slopes that could be misinterpreted as a violation of a First Amendment right when, like I said, with Facebook and Twitter, it's not really a violation of your First Amendment because it's a private company. A phone company, for instance, you pay them for the service to talk to your friend. They can't take you off because you're, one, paying for the service, but you are that you're talking to a personal conversation and not a public conversation. And to top it off, the only way they would know is if they're listening in on you. So they can't really say they'd cut you off for something you said to your friend on a phone conversation that you're paying for service on, because then they'd have to admit that they listened in on your conversation. But what about that employer who fires somebody for something that they said or something that employee said on their private time? I guess, again, it goes back to company violations. If you sign a contract with that company and it clearly states in there that something you say on your private time, but if it doesn't and you say something and the company fires you, then it is a violation of your rights if it's not in a contract or an employee manual. And then, of course, they've opened themselves up to a lawsuit. So I don't always agree with how people's First Amendment rights, and the other thing that I want to say is I don't agree with how people's First Amendment rights are stretched to mean something else. That's kind of akin to silencing them. Or is it a violation of their rights, again, when you say somebody says something? And I don't want to even bring up President Trump's speech, because there's some people that said it invoked violence. Some people said it didn't invoke violence when you listen to it. Did it? Who knows? It's all a matter of interpretation. But the everyday person or the everyday radio host, when they say something and it gets misinterpreted, are you violating their First Amendment rights? No, because they got to have their First Amendment right. How you interpret it or how you use that interpretation to silence them or use it against them isn't necessarily the right thing to do, but it's your First Amendment right to do so, right? However, is it the right thing to do if you misinterpret it and try to use that in a way to hurt them? You see all these different things, these different little angles I wanted to bring up today? Should we silence people that we don't like, or should we silence people that are uneducated because they're saying something just unfactual, or should we be silencing people that are using their First Amendment rights for hateful speech or to spread hate in some way, shape, or form? Well, I've got some opinions on this. It's kind of like, you have your right to scream fire in a crowded movie theater, but it's not the right thing to do. I'm going to use something that a friend of mine always says. You always hear me talk about Captain Black, but a lot of people want to silence racists. They say, you know what? They need to be silenced. We can't let them speak in the public platform. And while I certainly understand why and that sentiment, I have another sentiment to think about, which is you don't really want to silence hateful people. You don't want to silence uneducated people. And you don't want to silence people that you don't agree with, certainly. And there's nothing to say about that. You can't silence somebody just because you don't agree with what they say. But the uneducated people, do we silence them because they don't know what they're talking about? Or do we let them speak because, one, if they're really just saying something stupid or they're really that conspiratorial, they're immediately going to turn a lot of people off and chase away the educated people. Hey, that's a good thing. You know, that way they're not being supported. But they're going to have a following. They're going to, and while that might not be great for society, to have for somebody who's uneducated, doesn't know what they're talking about, to have a following, it's kind of like they get to have their own space, and they get to have a different light shined on them. But when it comes to being uneducated, there's a whole nother part of that group that it's on us to educate people. It's on us as humans that if we see somebody in a public space who's not educated on a subject that they're getting a chance to speak on, it's up to us to take that extra effort. Some of them are going to want it. Some of them aren't. Some are going to fight us on it. Some of them just have to walk away. I get it. But guess what? The ones that allow it, the ones that are open to being educated, and those would be different levels of people, those people are going to be the ones that we might be able to bring into, I would say, our way of thinking. But those would be the people that are, you know, I'm losing track of thought on how I want to say, how quite I want to say this. Those are the people that you get to bring to your side. Those are the people that you can kind of talk to in a way to make them somebody that's not only reasonable, but somebody that is more educated on that topic. And if they're on a topic, maybe don't know about it, don't know a lot about it, you've got the opportunity to take somebody that has the passion to be involved or the desire to want to be involved, and you've got the opportunity to have somebody that can be useful in a positive way to help spread correct information. That's what I wanted to say. Hateful people. You know what? I'd rather know who the hateful people are. I'd rather know who the racists are because they were allowed to speak and be able to point them out or have them point themselves out in such a way that they don't get to advance in society or they don't get to spread the word and it gets pointed out because they're out in the open instead of hiding. I would rather know where they're hiding or know where they are than have them come out at the last minute when we least expect it or be detrimental to society because they were hiding and we don't know who they are and they were only speaking to other people that weren't being very public. I'm surmising once again because of the lack of time, which we have to take a break right now. So please stay tuned after the break here with me, William Wallace for America. In the winter, you don't want to think about gardening too much, but there is one place you need to remember in the fall, and that's Double M Feed Garden and Pet Supplies on Jefferson Highway in Harahan. They have fall bedding and everything you need to winterize your yard. Catch them now so your yard doesn't look ugly all winter. And they have seasonal colored flowers, and they will have high-quality Christmas trees and poinsettias. Remember, that's Double M Feed in Harahan.
At Augie's in Harahan, you can reminisce about places like the Windjammer, Sal and Sam's, Smiley's, Augie's on Veterans, and Augie's Glass Garden, because Augie's talent for food was blended into all of them, and you can still experience them at his restaurant on Jefferson Highway in the Elmwood Business Park in Harahan. Augie's has a room for parties, receptions, and other events. Go visit Augie's for lunch or dinner, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
A very smart financial person once said there are five G's you need in life, and that's God, gold, guns, grub, and ground. And there is a place in Slidell that has gold and guns, and that's Gold and Gun Traders at 1428 Gauze Boulevard in Slidell. And they buy, sell, trade, and transfer. So if you want to buy, have a need to sell, or just need some help doing a transfer, they can help you. Call them at 985-326-GOLD.
If you want your website to come up in the top of the search engines, there is one place here in New Orleans, and that's Rhino Web Studios. And it stands for right here in New Orleans. Brett Thomas is the owner, and he will have your back. Rhino does websites, SEO, and social media. For one of the most respected web designers right here in New Orleans, you need to see Rhino Web Studios at rhinopm.com or call him at 504-875-5036.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Brooke Thorington. Governor Edwards extended the Phase 2 coronavirus restrictions for another 28 days. He also encouraged businesses to have employees work remotely where possible as COVID cases and hospitalizations remain high. He stated the majority of contact tracing shows small gatherings are responsible for the ongoing spike in COVID cases. House Democrats are moving ahead with another impeachment of the president, alleging his comments at a D.C. rally spurred on last week's mob assault on the U.S. Capitol.
President Trump gave his first public statement about Wednesday's impeachment.
I think it's causing tremendous danger to our country, and it's causing tremendous anger.
UL Lafayette Poli Sci professor Pearson Cross says much of the Republican base agrees.
I would be very surprised to see anybody in our delegation be a forthright supporter.
And it's the second time the president's been impeached. Cross says we could be entering an era where impeachments become commonplace.
We've seen a lot of things that we didn't expect the last few years, and this may be one more.
I'm Matt Doyle.
LRN.
Tire Rag.
Can everyone hear me okay? Everyone listen up. We don't want anyone to panic, okay? But there has been a COVID exposure here at the school.
But that's not getting in the way of your 2019 National Championship Tigers. Football season is back. Tiger Rag.
Hungry for LSU sports news?
I am starving. I just worked up a man-sized appetite.
Tiger Rag magazine is ready to serve.
Here we go.
Awesome.
Tiger Rag. Tiger Rag is the Bible of LSU sports.
All right, huddle up. Bring it in, guys.
Tiger Rag magazine.
Football, basketball, baseball, gymnastics, and so much more. Tiger Rag.
Tiger Rag.
Tiger Rag editor Ron Higgins and Tiger Rag assistant editor William Weathers cover all things LSU sports and interview some of the best guests in the biz.
I think we are underestimating.
Celebrating your 2019 National Championship Tigers.
Tiger Rag magazine on newsstands and online at TigerRag.com. Tiger Rag.
In the winter, you don't want to think about gardening too much, but there is one place you need to remember in the fall, and that's Double M Feed Garden and Pet Supplies on Jefferson Highway in Harahan. They have fall bedding and everything you need to winterize your yard. Catch them now so your yard doesn't look ugly all winter. And they have seasonal colored flowers, and they will have high quality Christmas trees and poinsettias. Remember, that's Double M Feed in Harahan.
At Augie's in Harahan, you can reminisce about places like the Windjammer, Sal and Sam's, Smiley's, Augie's on Veterans, and Augie's Glass Garden, because Augie's talent for food was blended into all of them, and you can still experience them at his restaurant on Jefferson Highway in the Elmwood Business Park in Harahan. Augie's has a room for parties, receptions, and other events. Go visit Augie's for lunch or dinner, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
Clean? You get professional clean when you get Classic Cleaners. And back to school means back to clean for school uniforms. Grab them out of the closet and what's that? They don't fit like they did back in May and June. Hey, kids grow and sometimes faster than you can keep up. So call 887-9958 and get another year out of last year's uniforms. Classic Cleaners can hem shirts, alter skirts, and let the hems down on pants. And remember, at Classic Cleaners, you'll enjoy free pickup and delivery, so you don't have to
take it in, pick it up.
Classic Cleaners will pick up your dirty clothes and deliver your laundered shirts and beautifully dry clean clothing back to you at no additional charge. Classic Cleaners offers convenient monthly billing, perfect for your on-the-go lifestyle. Right now is the perfect time to be thinking back to school, so don't.
Take it in. Pick it up.
Call the Classic Cleaners near you, 887-9958. For back to school, get clean with Classic Cleaners, 887-9958.
All right, everybody, welcome back to William Wallace for America, broadcasting from WGSO 990 AM Studios in New Orleans, Louisiana, where if you could want to hear us on the internet, you go to WGSO.com and click on live streaming. So before, we're talking about the First Amendment, and there's a lot of other things here to talk about. I'm trying to get this out before the show, for the show. But I mentioned before that what I don't agree with is companies that are in bed with or cozy with, in this case, Democrats, you know, and it's the ones being silenced are their opponents. And I understand that, you know, again, that's where the donations are used for, basically. However, in this case, while I don't agree with Twitter, Facebook being are banning, and of course, Amazon dropping Parler, it's their right to do so. And unfortunately, I just have to admit it, because they're a private company. However, it's the slippery slope on who their, you know, who their friends are and who's being silenced. And that's what I don't agree with at all whatsoever. So I want you to think about this. I mean, when the Constitution was written, there wasn't even internet. They were still using, what, feather pens back then. So do we make the analogy like the Second Amendment? That, you know, the Second Amendment was written, there were no automatic weapons, which actually, by the way, there was one automatic weapon. You can look that up. I have to do a story on it one time. No, not the automatic weapon we think of today. It was kind of a manually. Anyway, that's a whole other story. But there are analogies like the Second Amendment here. So the Second Amendment, our freedom to write, our right to own and bear arms. And many states are a little bit more free with that. Some are more regulated with it. And, of course, there's always that argument with, you know, it's our constitutional right. But, you know, nobody can just go and buy a gun. They have to fill out a form. Unless, of course, it's a private sale. But generally speaking, the government does have some regulation on that. So should the government regulate freedom of speech? Should there be like a license? Should you have to apply for your right to have your freedom of speech? You know, should you have to go be able to pass a test? You know, should you have to pass a background check to be able to exercise your First Amendment right? Because you have to be smart on the subjects you speak on, or you have to be known that you're not a terrorist, you're not a person who's going to spread hate, or worse yet, you're not going to spread conspiracy theories, so thereby, you're going to be allowed to have your First Amendment right. I know it sounds kind of silly, but my reason for bringing this up isn't so much that I'm being conspiratorial myself. I'm just giving you food for thought that we kind of have a nice path right now. We just have to find ways to push back when, in this case, private companies are taking away our First Amendment right. And there are peaceful ways to push back. There will be ways that we can do this that we're going to talk about that you're going to see coming up in, you know, again, peacefully. There are ways to do this to get our point across without going out in public and screaming and shouting and of course, protest, peaceful protests, I have no problem with. But there's ways to do this peacefully, and I'm stressing it that way, of course, for a reason. But also, just another food for thought, think about this. Do you remember way back? Rock and roll music was bad. You know, the Christians tried to ban rock and roll music way back because they thought it was, you know, the devil's music and so on and so forth. But where does that stop? If we continue to, and this is the other slippery slope when it comes to Facebook, Twitter, while I don't agree with it, it's their right. But since they're working with, in this case, Democrats, and their silence, they're mostly silencing, because of course I have some of my friends on the left and Democrats will say, well, no, they're not silencing, which I haven't been silenced, knock on wood, thank the good Lord, on Facebook. But then again, you know, I don't always post. Well, you have to follow me on William Wallace for America to see that I'm not so much posting it just one-sided. I kind of try to find some things that are on both sides. But I haven't been silenced, and many people that I know haven't been silenced. However, you know, you get these little pop-ups. But my beef, if you will, on this, take a little bit further, is when you look at who they're negotiating with, who's being silenced, if it continues, I would be against government regulation of it. Because while I joke about people having to have their, you know, we have to have a test, get a background check to have your First Amendment right, of course I don't agree with that. But is this something that would be the next step for government? That's what I would be against, is the government regulation of our First Amendment rights. Is that the direction that this goes in? And that's where we, the people, can stand up peacefully. There are many, many, many platforms that we can choose from still to get your word out. There's going to be many ways to do this. Look, we've become addicted to Facebook. I mean, think about it. I mean, everybody expects to be able to go on there and just post what they want to post, and a lot of people are going to hear it. Now, I stay on Facebook, even though they're silencing conservatives or they're, you know, not letting me have my. But you know what? If we only had in one example, Parler, where it was all conservatives, you're speaking to an echo chamber. You're speaking to everybody who agrees with you. So why not stay on a platform and just adapt? I'm not saying, you know, to give up some of your rights. I'm not saying, you know, adapt in a way that you give in. I'm saying, look, find ways to get your voice out, to let your voice be heard in a peaceful way that you get to abide by their terms of policies or their policy terms, and be able to engage with people in such a way that you educate them, you keep people involved, and you learn that you have to do it in a way that you're not in their face getting yourself banned. And by the way, when you do it that way, you're going to find that you're informing more people, and more people are starting to listen to other sides. Because otherwise, government's going to want to get involved. And that is, again, the other reason why I'm against Facebook, Twitter, having these alliances or these wink and the nods and the thin veils with Democrats while they're silencing some of the more well-known Republicans or some people, especially on Twitter. I haven't been silenced on Twitter. Again, you can follow me there, Wallace for America. It's Wallace, the number for America. And you can check out some of the things that I say there. But if we learn how to adapt on this, and we learn how to adapt, you know, to using our First Amendment rights in a positive way, because let's face it, they just don't like what we're saying. So we've got to find a way to adapt that we can still get information out to people, we can still get our views out to people, but we're going to have to find a way to do it where we're not silenced, we're not kicked off. And saying it that way, my Republican friends may not like it in some ways, but we don't have another choice right now but to find ways to adapt to getting our message out there. Again, I made the analogy from the First Amendment to the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment, though we have the right to bear arms, still has some regulations on it, but that doesn't mean that I want those regulations on our First Amendment speech, because words can't kill anybody, right? Right? Hello? Ah, you got my point. Some people claim they do, which is why they were trying to ban Trump off of Parler and Twitter and Twitter and Facebook because they said that his words did incite violence. So where does it stop? Where is that fine line between us having our freedom of expression, our First Amendment right, and not crossing the line that incites violence or harm to somebody else? This is the slippery slope that we got to try to avoid so we don't invite government in to regulate our First Amendment rights, and we don't have that silly idea, a reality of you got to apply for your First Amendment right. Of course, if you want to be a broadcaster or you want to speak on a platform, you've got to, you know, apply for it. You have to fill out this application, and you've got to get your, you know, the approval from the government that you're educated on it and you're not going to say something stupid or incite violence. And if you do, you get my point. We shouldn't have to watch what we say, but we shouldn't say the wrong thing. It goes back to the age-old, you have the right to scream fire in a movie theater, but it's not the right thing to do. Do we regulate it? No. My immediate answer is no. But how can we encourage other people? And that is something that is part of the political discourse that we have now, where our tempers are flaring and there is not the unity that we need in our country, and we're being divided up by the far left and far right factions of our country. So we here in the middle, we have most of us here in the middle, I'd say 80-90% of us have more in common than we don't. So let's find ways to exercise our First Amendment rights without being controlled or losing them through regulations. After the break, I'm going to continue more on this thought here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans, Louisiana. In the winter, you don't want to think about gardening too much, but there is one place you need to remember in the fall, and that's Double M Feed Garden and Pet Supplies on Jefferson Highway in Harahan. They have fall bedding and everything you need to winterize your yard. Catch them now so your yard doesn't look ugly all winter. And they have seasonal colored flowers, and they will have high quality Christmas trees and poinsettias. Remember, that's Double M Feed in Harahan.
At Augie's in Harahan, you can reminisce about places like the Windjammer, Sal and Sam's, Smiley's, Augie's on Veterans, and Augie's Glass Garden, because Augie's talent for food was blended into all of them, and you can still experience them at his restaurant on Jefferson Highway in the Elmwood Business Park in Harahan. Augie's has a room for parties, receptions, and other events. Go visit Augie's for lunch or dinner, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
A very smart financial person once said there are five G's you need in life, and that's God, gold, guns, grub, and ground. And there is a place in Slidell that has gold and guns, and that's Gold and Gun Traders at 1428 Gauze Boulevard in Slidell. And they buy, sell, trade, and transfer. So if you want to buy, have a need to sell, or just need some help doing a transfer, they can help you. Call them at 985-326-GOLD.
If you want your website to come up in the top of the search engines, there is one place here in New Orleans, and that's Rhino Web Studios. And it stands for right here in New Orleans. Brett Thomas is the owner, and he will have your back. Rhino does websites, SEO, and social media. For one of the most respected web designers right here in New Orleans, you need to see Rhino Web Studios at rhinopm.com or call him at 504-875-5036.
All right, everyone, back to William Wallace from American WGSO 990 AM. So, speaking about the First Amendment today, you know, I've got some comments that I want to read out here. You know, a friend of mine said there's not always two sides to a story. Sometimes one party to an event is lying, has an intellectual perspective, or has a heinous agenda. That opens the door for more uneducated people to believe a message intended to mislead them. That's not two sides. That's not a situation where everybody deserves airtime. If it sounds like a Nazi or an idiot, it doesn't deserve a microphone. Don't promote messages that are intentionally or unknowingly ignorant or bigoted. It's that simple. And that's something that I can agree with on many levels and disagree with on some. You know, again, I don't want to hide or if somebody's hateful and they want to use their First Amendment right to be able to use hate speech, you know, again, there's that fine line where are they inciting violence? Are they inciting crimes? And if that's the case, then, you know, there's going to be some, has to be some repercussions of some case, some ways. I'm going to stop there because I instantly want to go off on a tangent explaining that a little bit more. But for simplicity of time on my show, I'll say it like this. It goes back to, generally speaking, let people who are hateful, let them expose themselves. Then we know who they are. And once they're exposed, there's a lot more eyes on them. Because then if crimes are committed, you've got proof. You've got a trail. You've got, hey, they said this publicly. They said that publicly. This crime happened, and now they're responsible. And, again, you don't want somebody who's inciting violence under the cover, and then later violence happens, and that person that was inciting it or stirring it up, then they're exposed after the crime. It's better to know before that. Giving them a microphone, well, you know, it goes back to Twitter, Facebook having the right to regulate people or take them off their platform if they feel that their feelings are being hurt. I know, I just said it that way because it's kind of fun. So it's their right because they don't want to give somebody a microphone. A radio station, for instance, if they've got a talk show host that's constantly promoting hate, violence, or, you know, bigoted, racist things, then hopefully they would take them off the station. Not that they're violating their First Amendment rights, because it's their right to do so. It's a private company. So these are all of the fine lines that I'm trying to show both sides of. But again, there's always multiple sides. What if somebody's lying? What if they're lying? Well, if they have a platform, they're also calling a lot of attention to themselves while they're probably gaining reader or followers that are allowing themselves to be uneducated. They're also calling attention to themselves because the more popular they get, the more people there are that say, no, I'm going to call you out on that because now that I'm aware of you because you're getting more popular, I'm going to call you out of that. And that tends to, or that will be able to determine whether somebody succeeds in using their First Amendment right for division or hate, or fails because enough people call it out and see it because it wasn't being hidden or suppressed in any way, shape, or form. So while I certainly don't agree with speech that invokes hate or violence, I think that there's a fine line between, you know, how much of it is allowed, but I certainly do not agree with the government regulation of it. Now, Second Amendment, I believe in my Second Amendment rights. I love them. Do I want government to regulate it more? No, but we have regulations that are in place that do help protect the citizenry in ways. And it's a fine line. I get it. Concealed carry. You know, there's a lot of states who have concealed carry. Some states have open carry. Some have constitutional carry. which is a whole other subject for another day. But again, these are all parallelisms to the First Amendment. But the First Amendment, like I said, can it hurt somebody? Well, that's up for discussion. And some say yes, and some say it did at several protests. I'll leave it at that. But how do we stop it? How do we stop the more hateful speech? Well, through the years, through our history, the more hateful somebody is in public, the more attention it's drawn to them. And that's why I say, let them speak. But uneducated people, we are called to educate the uneducated people and help them. And I still believe that there's ways to do that where we can improve platforms that have first, where people have their First Amendment right, and improve and help our community by taking some of those people that are willing and educating them in ways that they can take their passions and their desires to spread information and do it in a positive way so they're spreading correct information. But again, how's it interpreted? I said this a little bit earlier, and I know for a fact that constantly I get misinterpreted. Well, if you're saying it, it's going to be taken one way. No, there's people that when you say one thing, look, I had a caller a few weeks ago, and I was very clearly not going on in one direction. And I was bringing on people that had many different opinions. I had a Republican, I had a Libertarian, and I brought on a Democrat. And the Democrat had the nerve to say, while they talked all Democrat policies, well, all you talk about is conservative things. All you do is bring on Republicans. Nope, you're a Democrat. It's in the perception. So how is our First Amendment right violated, or how are we perceived if our words are taken the wrong way or misconstrued in such a way? And is that a violation of our First Amendment right? Well, that's the time when you peacefully sit down with somebody and you talk things out, and then after the meeting, you can walk away. Somebody can say, well, I see where you're coming from now. Because sometimes that one statement, that soundbite, when you use your First Amendment right to say one statement, that one soundbite, is all too often misconstrued to characterize you as a person when it's just one microcosm of how you really feel, which is why, again, you let people speak. Let them say their mind, because over time, you get a true feel of, hey, is this a hateful person that should be out in public space? Or this is somebody who can contribute to our society. And again, it goes back to, of course, these peaceful protests and how they're taken and how people are perceived in what they say. So I would like to invite everybody, go to my Facebook page at William Wallace for America, and if you have a comment, shoot me a message. Let me know how you feel about this. This show will be podcasted, so you can catch it, William Wallace for America, and you can also catch other podcasts that I do. And look, engage with me. You know, if you've got a comment on this, I would absolutely love to hear more opinions on this. And I'd absolutely love to hear your opinion on it. And let's talk about it. Let's find ways to promote positive speech, accurate information, find solutions that we can unite on, find things that help bring our community together in ways that we can improve our country and protect our constitutional rights.
In the winter, you don't want to think about gardening too much, but there is one place you need to remember in the fall, and that's Double M Feed Garden and Pet Supplies on Jefferson Highway in Harahan. They have fall bedding and everything you need to winterize your yard. Catch them now so your yard doesn't look ugly all winter. And they have seasonal colored flowers, and they will have high quality Christmas trees and poinsettias. Remember, that's Double M Feed in Harahan.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
AOS Interior Environments are the largest design assist furniture, fixtures, and equipment contractor in Louisiana and Mississippi. AOS Interior Environments believe they can't succeed if those around them falter, and that's why they've partnered with Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a free webcast live from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge, that features New Orleans musicians playing live music to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans that have been impacted by COVID-19. The best part is you can join in the funky fun time by simply going to www.fridaysfromthefunkyuncle.com every Friday night at 7 p.m. Coming to the Funky Uncle Lounge, January 8th, Leo Nocentelli, January 15th, School of Rock, and January 22nd, Glenn David Andrews. For more info on how you can support Fridays from the Funky Uncle, go to fridaysfromthefunkyuncle.com. AOS Interior Environments, where good design is good business. Find them on the web at thinkaos.com.
For the best in politics and news of the day, catch Jeff Cruer and call in Monday through Friday from 7 to 11 a.m. on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.